The National Basketball Association's 50th All-Star Game was played last night here in the nation's capital, but serious questions about the league's future don't seem to go away. Joining me now is commentator John Feinstein. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So how bad are things?
Well, at least they had a good All-Star Game. The East coming from 20 points behind to win, so I guess that's encouraging. But, you know, David Stern, the commissioner, spent the week doing so much spinning, you thought he might take up a seat next to the guillotine in 18th century Paris. The problems the league has is that the game itself has become boring. It's stagnant, and people aren't relating to the players the way they related to Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. No one has emerged to play that role, and people really aren't watching the games. It was a year ago yesterday that a golf tournament got a higher rating than the NBA All-Star Game. That is a cataclysmic event, and I'll be curious to see if yesterday's golf tournament did the same thing to the All-Star Game again.
But the league has a lot of stars, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, they are stars. There's no question about it. But fans don't seem to relate to them. Bryant and O'Neal are playing on the defending world champion Lakers, and they don't speak to one another because each wants the ball more. That's not a good thing when teammates are fighting in a situation like that where the team is trying to defend the championship. I don't think people relate to the stars of today the way they related to Michael Jordan, to Larry Bird, and to Magic Johnson. And I'm not exactly sure why, because these guys are very good players.
Would you change the game itself?
Yes, I would change the rules. Because right now, the way the rules are set up, 6 of the 10 players on the court are standing still most of the time. I think they need more of an up-tempo. They need to allow zone defenses again so there'll be more passing so that all 10 players in the game will be involved. And they need to take the coaches out and not let them be calling plays so constantly somehow.
Now they're talking about a developmental league. What's that?
Well, because there are so many young players coming straight out of high school or coming into the league after a year. A year ago, David Stern said, let's have a developmental league for kids 18 to 22 to give them a place to go play if they don't want to go to college, because a lot of kids are going to college just for a year or two. They're frauds as students. There's all sorts of academic fraud going on. Let's give these kids a place to go play and develop and see if they're ready to move on to the NBA and not play an 80-game schedule but play a 40-game schedule. But after a year of negotiations, now it seems that they want to play a 56-game schedule, and you can't play in the developmental league until you're 20, if under the Stern proposal. But you could play in the NBA at 18. So how does it make sense you're in a developmental league and you can't be there till you're 20, but you can play in the big league at 18? There are a lot of problems with this right now.
And the host team was not represented in the All-Star game.
You're right. The Washington Wizards are so bad they couldn't even get a player into the All-Star game when they were hosting the All-Star game. And it was a year ago that Michael Jordan took over this franchise. He was supposed to turn the Wizards around. And the problem with that is Michael only comes to about one game a month or two games a month. He wants to be a part-time general manager. You can't take a bad team and make it good on a part-time basis.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.